Begin the current daf, Masechtas Chulin, daf Yud Alef. Begin on the second line down with the Tab of the Yamet. The Gemara continues in a related discussion from the previous daf. And that is, once we had mentioned the question that the Gemara had asked in the previous daf, Menoha Milsa de Asya Bechazaka, how do we know that we rely on things of a presumptive state that it was up until now? Because that related to the discussion of our parak regarding Shechita. If something we don't know if was properly slaughtered, we rely on the Chazaka that it was forbidden up until now. So the Gemara asked a related question. Minoha Milsa the Amr Abanam, for where do we know this thing? Another concept that the rabbis say, Zil Basar Ruba, that we go after the laws of majority. When there's situations of doubt, we said in the previous staff that we go on Chazaka, and there's an additional factor when we have doubts, we go based on the laws of majority. Where do we know that from? So the Gemara asked them the question, Minolan, where do we know it from? The Chsev, it's an explicit pasuk in the Torah, in Sefer Shemais, says, Achir Rabim Lahatas, you go after the majority to incline, meaning when there's a court case, and the majority says one way, so you go after the majority. So you see clearly from the Torah, they go after the majority. What's the question? Says the Gemara, you're right. Rubi de Isikaman, a majority that's in front of us, could go in, for example, Tes Chanuyis, when there's 9 stores, where all of them sell kosher slaughtered meat. Then there's a 10th store that sells non-kosher meat. And then you find meat on the floor in front of the stores. Then you go after the laws of majority because we see in front of ourselves the majority being permitted 9-to-1 ratio. Most definitely we're going to say that it's kosher meat. Or similarly with Sanhedrin. When you have the high court, which it says in the Mishnah Sanhedrin of Mem and Alf, you have 12 that are saying that he's innocent, and you have 11 that's saying he's guilty. So the majority is saying that he's innocent, that he wins. So you know then you're going to go after the majority. But there, says the Gemara, okay, look at me, Bayelon. That's not a question, because you're right. That's the pasuk, Echaram Lahatas, that if you see, as the pasuk there is talking about the court, where there's members of the court, they're saying yay, they're saying nay, we see in front of us, then you go after the majority. Kikim and Bayelon, what was our question here in the Gemara, was Ruba de Lesa Kaman, which is a majority that's not over here. We're going with odds that is in element, but not in something that you have right here. Kugain, for example, says the Gemara, Katnu Katana, the case of a minor boy and a minor girl, which is where the rabbis disagree with your mayor in Yevamistav, Samachalaf, Amadav, where the Mishnah there says, let's say there's a woman who is a minor who could be married under the age of 12, and her husband died without any children. So now her brother-in-law, her husband who passed away, his brother, has halach abdu migibim or chalitza. So the Mishnah there says, if the minor yavim, he's a minor, he's under 12, under 13, he does yibim to his yavama, who's also a minor. So the rabbans say, let them grow up together. What is that telling us? We're not concerned that maybe it's going to turn out, which we don't know yet because she's still a minor. She might be an islandess who's not able to have children. Or he might be a saris who's sterile, he cannot have children. And comes out that then he's having relations, he's being married to his sister-in-law, what's called Eshes Achiv, Shleib Makam Mitzvah, not in the mitzvah element of Yibim, because the whole utility of Yibim is Lahakim La'achiv Shem, is to have children to continue the progeny of his brother. And if she's an islandess or he's a saris, that's not viable. Rather, the rabbans say, we're not concerned with that. We go after the majority of children in general, what's called bi'alma, that generally, they're not sterile, most of the people of the world. Now, that's not a majority in front of us. That's called Ruba de Lesa, come on, not in front of us. That is what we were asking, Manolan, how do we know that even over there, we go with the odds, the laws of majority, even what's called Ruba de Lesa, come on. So Amr Balazi says, oh, that question, as the Gemara brings Simon and Amanik for the names of the different Amirom, which the Gemara attempts to answer this question, how do we go after the majority, even what's called Lesa Kaman, is Zman Shevach Mechamesh. So the first interpretation, that of Rabbi Lazli, says, Asim Ereisha Shalayla. We learn it out from the head of a carbon ayla, where there you can't split the head in half to inspect the membrane of the brain to see maybe it had a hole, which that's one of the 18 trafis, one of the 18 signs of an animal having a mortal, a fatal defect. Because the Amakra, the Pasuk says of a Yikra, that in the procedure of the Karban Ayla, says, V'nitach Eisa Len Sachah, that you cut it up into its pieces, which teaches us, Eisa Len Sachah, the Ayla is cut up into its distinct pieces, which is how it's brought on the Mizbeach and sacrificed. But that tells us, V'lein Nesachah Len Sachah, but the pieces themselves cannot be cut into further pieces, where you're not allowed to cut up those pieces, one into two. Now, so you can't go ahead now and take the head and cut it further, because the head itself is one of the pieces. Now, by a carbon, if it's trefa, that invalidates, meaning if it has a mortal defect, it invalidates the carbon. As the Gemara teaches in the first sugi, Maseches Menachos of Hema Beis, when it says later on the pasuk, min habakar, which is exclusionary terminology from the cattle, what's it teaching us? It's lahitzes a trefa, it excludes if the animal is a trefa. Now the question is, if you can't cut the head in half, but you have to be concerned, maybe there was a hole in the membrane of the brain, and it is a treifa, and the treifa is not valid. So how could you go ahead and bring this carbon oil as a carbon? Rather, isn't it talking about mishum the minan zil basa rubu? We go after the majority of animals called rubu de lesser come on. It's a majority of the world, which the majority of animals don't have mortal defect, and therefore that's how we're going to say it's kasher. Because you see from this halacha, this pasuk of the carbon oil of the head of the oila, that we go after the roiv, even the lesser come on. Says the gemara, what's the proof? Dilma the falilei, maybe what the person does by the carbon oilum is he tears open the head of the animal and he splits it but doesn't disconnect it. Ubadikle, and that's how he checks the membrane. Now, v'imishum, and if you're going to say, wait a second, oisa linsachet says the oil you cut into its pieces and the head is one of the pieces, v'loin nisachel nisachem, you can't take the piece and cut it into another piece. That's just, well, that's not difficult. That's talking about where if you totally cut it into two different pieces. But where it's connected, whereas we find the targum of chibarta means it's connected, then less lambade, that's not a problem. That's not considered cutting up the piece into another piece. And therefore you could break it open, but keep it connected and check it. And therefore it's not a raya from that halacha. So the Gemara attempts another proof. He says, Asim Mishvir's Etzim Pesach. We learn that from the halacha of the prohibition of breaking one of the bones of the Karban Pesach. When the Jewish people bring a Karban Pesach on the Seder night, they eat the Karban Pesach, they're not allowed to break open the bones. Now, Dam Rachman, as the Torah says in Shema, Ve'etzim Leisishbur, but you're not allowed to break one of the bones of the Karban Pesach. Now, one of the bones is the skull. Now, the problem is, if you can break any of the bones, V'necha Shemanik of Krem Shalmayach, you have to be concerned that maybe it had a treifa, maybe it's a treifa, because it developed a hole in the membrane of the skull. Now, in the brain. Now, Elalav, isn't it so? Mishum Narmina Zilbasa Ruba, although that the carbon would be possible if it's a treifa, which that's what the carbon pesach is we go after the majorities, and most animals don't have it, and therefore we don't have to suspect that. So, although you can break it open to check, but you go after the majority, even though it's a ruba, the lesser come on. Says Gemara, no, mimai. Well, how do you know that's a proof? Dilma de manach gumrata alau. You know, maybe what they do is they take a coal and they put it on the skull. The kalile. And it burns the bone of the skull, thus opening it up, so that you go in and check the membrane covering the brain. And then the body clean, then you check it. Because the Tanya learned the Braisa, machatech begidim, someone cuts by the carbon pesach the sinews, even though it's hard like bone, but it's not the bone, so it doesn't have the prohibition of not breaking the bone, the carbon pesach, or v'hasayuv batzam, it doesn't break the bone. If he burns the bone, ein bo mishum shviris etzem, there's no prohibition, there's no violation of breaking the bones, and therefore there is a way to break the bone by burning it in the skull to check the membrane, and therefore there's no raya that we're going based on the majority. Maybe they actually do check. So the Gemara brings a different interpretation. Of Nachman Yitzchak, he says, Asya me'alya. We learn that from the tail, where if someone's bringing a korban shlamim or a chatas, specifically from a lamb or a ram, then he sacrifices the tail together with the other sacrificial parts from the kidneys going downward towards the tail part. And the tail part is what's called the alya. Where the Amar Rahman, the Torah tells of a yikra, when he sacrifices the tail on the Mizbeach, it says it has to be chelboi ha'alya tamima, the fatty part of the tail that's intact. Now, if you have to leave the tail intact, the problem is you have to be concerned. Shebenifsika chut hashedra. Maybe the spinal cord has a detachment, maybe it's broken, which that makes the animal into a treifa, as the Gemara tells us later on, for all these simoni treifas, later on, dasmen bezem and alf. And if you have to keep it intact, but maybe something in the spinal cord had broken, and it's a treifa. And that would not be valid for the sacrificing of the carbon that the tail has to be tamima. Elalav, isn't it rather talk? We go after the majority. And most times it doesn't have that simoni treifas, and that's how you could sacrifice it, even tamima. Now, and more, again, not that it's just a problem in the tail. If it would have that it would break in the spinal cord, it would make the whole carbon possible because it would be one of the simoni treifas. But you can't check because it has to be intact. Now, says the Gemara, and v'chitem, and if you're going to say, no, it's not approved, the mitatoi pasuk law, that what you're going to do is that this, that you're going to keep the tail intact and sacrifice out of the mizbeach, you're going to cut very low down on the tail. Where on that part that you're keeping intact, even that part of the spinal cord that's there in the tail, that would not make, even if there is a break over there that you're not checking because you're keeping intact, that would not make it into a trefer. As the Gemara says later on, Perek Ilu Trefer, that up until where do we consider the spinal cord critical if it's considered a viable animal or not, to see if it's a trefer or not, the Gemara there says, until Bein HaPrashas, until where it separates, which is by the area of the thigh of the animal. Because there, that's where the spinal cord goes and splits into three. One goes to the right side of the tail, the right flank. The second one goes to the left side, the left flank. The middle one continues going up until the end of the tail. Now, but from that point on, where it separates onward, that's not considered a critical part of the spinal column that it would make the animal a trefa. Because at that point on, the animal's not really supporting itself on the inside of the animal, which is reliant on the spinal cord. Rather, there it's already supporting itself on its thigh. And therefore, it doesn't need the spinal cord anymore, so it's not a critical part. So therefore, this interpretation is asking on itself and saying, maybe here you're going to say also over here, that from where it separates onward, that's where they cut off the alia, that's where they cut off the tail, and then that's going to remain intact. And then they're going to check the rest of the spinal cord going up from the brain all the way through the back, which... that's up until the brain. That's where it comes out from. Maybe that's the critical part, and therefore it's not a raya, maybe, because the tail part that you're keeping intact is not a problem, even if any part of that vertebrae got disconnected. But on that says Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, no. Because la'umas ha'atzam rachmana, you don't take the alia part that's staying intact only after the thigh part. It says that you have to take the tail opposite the rump bone, says the Torah. What is that referring to when it says the atza? It's makom shehakloyes yoyetzais. The word atza, besides being that bone, also could be read the word etzam, that you have to take the tail above the part where it separates. Because as the Gemara Brachas Daf Samach Aleph Manav explains, that a person's heart is what understands and discerns, and his kloyes, his kidneys, is what gives him counsel. So when it says lumas ha'atza, it means you have to take the tail part, which is opposite the ear of the kidneys, which is much higher up, and therefore it must be we're going after the rive, because you're not checking the tail, because it has to stay intact, even on part of the vertebrae that would be critical if it would be a trefa. So obviously, because we rely on the ruba de lesa kaman. That is the Gemara. I mean, how do you know this, that it's a proof? Dilma de pasach lo badakla. No, maybe you do open it, and meaning the skin and the parts to go in to get to the spine, and you check it. Now, Vimisham even can say, but it says to me it has to be intact. Says the Gemara, Hanemi lehechad lechad chalagam. Maybe that's only if you cut it open totally. Aval hechad delayef, but where it's connected on the outside part, meaning towards the back, and they only open up from the underside, which is where the opening of the stomach is, and that's where you cut along the spine on its length. Maybe less lumbar, maybe that's not considered a problem with being tamima, and therefore there wouldn't be a raya. Maybe you do check it, and it's still considered tamima. And if it's not a raya, of ruba de lesa kama. So Gemara attempts another proof. If Sheish is beredra of idiomah, he says, asim egla rufu, learn from the halachas of the decapitated calf. Where that's if someone, they find a dead person on the road somewhere between cities, so the closest city has to bring as an atonement this calf that they decapitate. The Amar Chmana, the Torah says in Devarim, it's the egla ha'arufa, the one that's decapitated. What we learn now from that word is kishi shleimetahava, that it should be complete, meaning after it's decapitated, it should remain complete. That the only thing it should have is that it's decapitated, but everything else should stay intact. Now, so obviously, that we can't go ahead and check afterwards to see if any of the bones had broken, to check if it's a trefa, which then you would have to bring another one. And the concern is, but v'leichesh dema trefi, that maybe if you have to remain intact, this egla rufa, then maybe it's a trefa. Elala, mesham nabrina, zelbasa ruba. Rather, obviously, it's because we're relying on majority of animals are not trefa. Now, but v'chitam, if you're going to say, what are you talking about? My nafkamina. What's the difference if the egla rufa is an animal that's a trefa or not? It's not a carbon. And maybe no, maybe from the word egla harufa, we don't learn out that it should remain intact as it was when it was decapitated. Rather, all it's teaching us is that you shouldn't cut it up into different limbs and keep it whole. But regarding the fact that we're learning out something regarding if it was trefa when it was alive, that we're not learning out from anything because it's not a carbon. And that says the Gemara, no, because the Amri de Berbianai, it was said in Yeshiva Berbianai as a Gebrot in Kedushin of Nazayin Manalf, where in his context he's talking about that the Egel Arufa is forbidden to have benefit from it. He says, how do you know that? Because kaporik sibba kakachim. It says in the pasuk of the kapor lamch Yisrael, it talks about the element of atonement by the egla rufa, which it's comparing it to like karbanis, where just like karbanis are forbidden to have benefit, also over here the egla rufa is forbidden to have benefit from it. But additionally, says the Gemara, we also compare it that just like by a carbon, a trefa is forbidden, like we mentioned before, so it's over here a trefa would be forbidden, and therefore it is relevant if it's a trefa. And it's telling us that you have to keep it not cutting it open and keep it just that it was decapitated. Obviously, this is a valid proof that the Gemara is bringing from Rav Sheshet Bar Davidi that we must be going on the Ruba, the lesser Kamon, that most animals are not trefa, and that's how we know this halacha from the source of the halacha of the Egla Ruf. Another source says the Gemara, Rabbi Barav Shilom, he says, Asim et paraduma. We'll learn from the halachas of the red heifer, which is the animal that they take and they slaughter and they burn it and they use its ashes to mix it with the Mayim Chaim, live spring waters, and that's used to spray on the person that became tummy from coming in contact with a corpse on day 3 and 7 of his purification process. Now, the Amar Chman, the Torah says in the Midbar, it says, you take this red calf, this red cow, the Shachad, you slaughter it, and then it says, Vesarif, and you burn it. Now, Mash, it's comparing these two elements of slaughtering and burning. Mashchita sekishe shlema. Obviously, when you're slaughtering it, it has to be an intact animal, or else it's not a valid shchita. Asrefa sekishe shlema. Also, when you're burning it, it has to be whole, meaning when you're not allowed to cut it up into pieces. Now, the problem is, but maybe it has a mortal defect. And because you can't cut it open, you have to keep it intact when you're burning it. Rather, obviously, it's because we rely on the laws of majority in general. Now, Bechita, maybe we can say, no, my nafkim, what would be the difference if it's a trefa or not? It's not a carbon, so why wouldn't it be able to be a trefa? And that says, to prove that we rely on Rav, that it's not a trefa, is no, because Chatas Karachman, the Torah calls this animal a chatas, like it says in Bamidbar Yotes, Lemay Nida Chatasi, that these ashes are being used for the purification waters, it's a chatas, so just like a chatas has to be not trefa, so too over here has to be not trefa, and since we can't cut it up, obviously we're relying on the halachas of Ruba, the lesser Kaman. Another source brings the Gemara of Achaba Yaakov, and he says, Asi Misar HaMishtalech, we learn from the law of Anyam Kippur, there's two Seirim that are bought, one goes Sar LaHashem, it's the Higo that's slaughtered and this blood is thrown into Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the other Sar is sent away, it's called the Sar Mishtalech, that's thrown over the cliff, it's called Sar LaZazel. Rachman Am, the Torah says, that they buy the two he-goats. What does it mean, the two he-goats? The Halacha tells us, Shiyushneim Shavim, that they both have to be the same. Same height, same money, have to look the same, everything. Now the concern is, but you have to be concerned as you continue to come in Be'ez, Dilmachad Meinayu, but maybe one of them, meaning the Azazel, the one that's sent away to the cliff, maybe Trefuhu, maybe it has a mortal defect. Now, because we could understand the one that ends up being the one, what's called Lashem, that's brought as a carbon, and its blood is thrown inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that you could say, okay, you check it after it's slaughtered. But the other one is sent off the cliff, and it's not slaughtered. But we're saying that it has to be possible to be also the Lashem, which has to be that not a Trefa, maybe it's a Trefa. Rather, must be talking about that because we rely on the majority that are not trefas. And now, Vachitim, if you can say, my nafkalamina, but what's the difference? What do you mean? The one that's sent away, Lazazel, is not a carbon. So who cares if it's a trefa? And that's the Gemara, like we're saying, Ho'ein Geiril Kaveh Lazazel, the lottery, because they would buy these two animals and they would pick a lottery and say which one's going Lashem, which one's going Lazazel, the lottery cannot establish that one going to Azazel, Elabadava Haro Lashem, only if it's a type of an animal that would be possible to be the one that's brought Lashem. Because at the time of the lottery, it's not known which one's going to be for Hashem and which one's going to be Lazazel. So therefore, obviously, we know from there that you can't bring the Azazel, even one that would be a trefa. And how do you know? So obviously, we're relying on the Rav, lesser Kaman, that most of them are not trefa. Now, Vachitim, if you're going to say, Tibetkinale, then no, after you throw it off the cliff, then you check it, and you see if it's a trefa or not, and if it was, then you would have to bring another one. No, you can't say that because Vatznan, the Mishnah teaches himself this Yuma, Lohoya Magia Lamechta Sahara, the higo that they threw off the cliff, it didn't get halfway down the mountain, Achanasa Ivar Mevam, where it was already broken up into pieces, and you can't check it anymore, obviously, because you can't know what break did it have when it was alive, and what break happened afterwards that we threw it off the cliff, and obviously it's because we're relying on the Ruba, the lesser Kaman. Another proof says the Gemara of Mariam, he says, Asi mimaka avvimi. We learn that from the halacha that says in the pasuk in Shmais, that if someone hits his father and his mother, that he gets, the Amar Rahman, the Torah says, katli, that you kill that son who hit his parent and made a wound in them. Now, the thing is, v'leichesh dimalav avivu. We have to be concerned and suspect that maybe this is not really his father. How do you know that this is his father? The mother we know because when he's born, we see the child coming up. How do you know it's his father? And Elav, Mishum Darmina Zilbasaru, Rabbi, obviously must be Toma, because we go after the laws of majority, that what's called lesser come on, is just the laws of majority in general. Verev Bilis, Achabal. And most relations that a woman has to say that where the seed is that created this child is from the husband. So even if there would be suspect some element, but the laws of majority tell us that it's from the husband, and that's how we know, and we're assuming the paternity of this child, that this is his father, that he'd be chayv misa by the hands of the court because of the laws, the majority of Ruby the Lesser come on. And that says the Gemara, Mimai, how do you know that? Maybe right, maybe in general, if we don't know for sure, we don't go after Ruby the Lesser come on. And maybe Dilma, maybe the Pasuk is talking about, maybe it's talking about when his father and mother were both in prison in the same cell, and that's where his mother became impregnated, then there's no concern that maybe it was anyone else, because they were the only two left over there until the child was born. Maybe that's where it's told about, that we know for sure that's when he's going to get killed if he hits his father or his mother. But maybe in general, you're right. Maybe he wouldn't. And that says the Gemara, no, because even if they were in jail together, just the two of them, what's called Eina Petrabas La'Rais, there's no guarantee, there's no overseer in the laws of marital relations where we don't know. When it comes to Arayas, anything is possible, and therefore could have been the guard by the gate. It could have been anyone, and therefore that still wouldn't tell us definitively that that's his father, unless you rely on Ruby the Lesser Kamon. And obviously that's a source that we do rely on Ruby the Lesser Kamon to kill the child who gives a wound in his father. Kan Amar, he brings a different source. It says, Asi Mahori gets a nefesh. We learn from someone who kills a different person. Damar Rachman the Kali, the Torah says, so the murderer gets killed. Now, Valechesh de Matreva Hava, maybe the victim was a trefa, had a mortal defect. So therefore, the murderer is not fit to be killed because he killed a dead person. A trefa is not considered a viable individual to execute the murderer. And Allah, Mishum Darmina Zilbasru, but obviously because we rely on the majority, and most people are not, and that's why you kill the murderer. Because if not, how can you kill him? Now, Bechita, maybe we're going to say, no, maybe we don't rely on majorities. And you're right, you have to do an autopsy, you have to inspect the victim, and only then do you kill the murderer. But how come in novel? But that's going to be a disgrace to the dead person to have to do an autopsy on him. And says the Gemara, and if Bechita, maybe we're going to say, still, Mishum Ibn Neshama Dehai, because of the loss of the life of the murderer, that we don't want him to die, because actually the Pasuk Bamidbar Lamed Hei says that there's a requirement of the Shaftuei, the Betziloei, that the Jewish people have to go out of their way to try to save a person that's being judged and do their utmost to save his life. And maybe because of that, Ninavle, that we should have to cause disgrace to the victim, and that if we don't find he's a trefa, only then will we kill the murderer, but up until then we're not going to kill him, because we need to know definitively if we're not assuming this of relying on Rubid Lesek Aman. And this is Gemara, but why? It still wouldn't help. Because of an Echeshem b'makom saif, because you have to then suspect, if you're not going until it's definitively, that you don't rely on laws of majority, that maybe where he had stabbed him with the sword, that he had killed him, maybe Nekev Hava, maybe originally he already had a perforation, he already had a fatal flaw in that spot, and he was a trefa, and maybe he killed a dead person, and maybe still you can't kill him. So obviously you would have to rely on the laws of majority anyway, and again, that's why it's a source for Ruba de Lesser Kaman that we rely on that. Vinam, he brings a different source. He says, Asim Edim Zayman. We learn that from the laws of Edim Zayman. Edim Zayman is a unique halacha that when there's two witnesses who testify regarding the defendant, we believe the two witnesses. But then, when another two witnesses come and tell the first two witnesses, says, hey, how could you guys have said testimony that you had seen that guy and that day do that thing, and that day you with us somewhere else? Then the halacha is that the Amar Rachman, the Torah says, Vasisim loy kasha zamen begaymer. That so now you do to those witnesses, the first set of witnesses, because of the testimony of the second pair of witnesses, you do to them what they attempted to do to the defendant. Whatever they wanted to do to him, they get that same punishment now too. Now, on that, as the Gemara, Valechesh de Mahachta, Sidu Bei Trefa Hava, but let's say they want to execute that defendant. Now, so we're going to say they're going to get executed now. But maybe the victim, that defendant that we're testifying, maybe he's a Trefa. And if he's a Trefa, so they were killing a dead person, so they don't deserve now to get executed because of that. Elalav, rather, isn't it Tokma Shom Darmina Zilbasaru, we go after the laws of majority. And we assume that the defendant was a regular person. And therefore they are guilty, and therefore that's why they get killed. Because if not, why would they get killed? Now, I'm maybe going to say that no, you're right, you don't rely on majority. And the Batkinan lay, and that we inspect that defendant, in other words, that maybe what we're talking about in the Pasuk is that defendant already got killed based on the first set of witnesses' testimony. And only then the hazama was done to them, that it was proven that they could not have seen that they testified and they were somewhere else. And that, yes, we're not going to kill the Eid Muzaymin until we first inspect that defendant that got killed. And that's the reason why you can't say that, because Ratan learned in the Braisa that Baribi Omer, the great one, said, which Rashi points out, we don't know who this is, it's just whoever the great one of that generation was, and that's why it's called Baribi, like we find elsewhere in Shas, Rabbi Isha Baribi, Rabbi Lazar Kappa Baribi, means the great one. He says, regarding the laws of Eidim Zayman, only if Loi Hargu, if he wasn't killed yet, then Aragan, then Eidim Zayman get executed. But if Hargu, if that defendant was already killed by the witness's testimony before the Hazama was done to them, then actually Ein Aragan, then actually they don't get, paradoxically, they don't get killed. Because the Pasuk says Kasha Zama, only what they plotted to do, but not what's called Kasha Asa, not what they actually did. And therefore, the way Hazama only works is if the defendant wasn't killed yet, so you can't check him ever, because they're only getting killed if he didn't get killed, and therefore obviously we're relying on that he's not a treva based on the laws, a majority of Ruba de Lesser Kaman. Another source says, the Gemara of Ashiyam, he says, Asi Meshchita Atzma. The source could be from the laws of slaughtering itself, which we were talking about up until now, which we then said, oh, so we had spoken about in the previous stuff, how do we know Chazaka we rely on? Now we're saying, how do we know the laws of majority? So the Gemara says, you can know from the laws of Shechita of our parak itself. Because the Amar Rachman is Shachet V'Achol. Torah says, you have to slaughter and then you can eat. Now, V'Leichesh, but maybe be concerned, Shema B'Makam Nekev K'Shachet, may be that where the slaughtering was done, in that same spot, there was already a hole in the veshet, in the esophagus, just a little bit. Now, the reason why we're saying esophagus is actually in the gargaris, in the trachea, which is the windpipe, there actually it's not a trefa until it was the majority of the pipe. Or if it was lacking the sign of an isser, which is the sign of a coin, only then would it be a trefa, as Gemara says later enough, memheim enough. But regarding the veshet, would be even a small hole. Maybe the shechita was done where the hole where it already was, and that's not something that you could even check for. And if you're not relying on the laws of majority, then how could you go ahead and eat? Rather, obviously, because you go on the laws of majority, what's called Ruba de Lesser Kaman, and that's why you assume that it was not a treifa, and that's where you could eat it. Now, Amrav Ashi says, Amrita l'shmaita kamed Rav Kahana, he says, I said over these teachings in front of Rav Kahana, specifically Rav Ashi's last teaching, which is just like all the other teachings, to bring out this point that we rely on Ruba de Lesser Kaman. V'amrilan, some say Rav Kahana kamed Rav Shimi, Rav Kahana said over the name in front of Rav Shimi. V'amalei, and he said to him, whether it be Rav Kahana to Rav Ashi or Rav Shimi to Rav Kahana, and he said, wait, what's these proofs? The Dilma, but maybe Heich de Efsher, where it's possible to verify something, then Efsher, then it's possible. And then you don't rely on the laws of majority. And therefore, let's say regard to the laws of slaughtering, after you slaughter, you do have to check the animal for all the possible 18 different trefa signs that could make the animal a trefa. Or, for example, let's say the case of a minor boy and a minor girl in the case of Yibum. Maybe we have to wait until they become adults, and that we know that he's not sterile and that she's not an nihilist, and we would have to wait. Now, all the proofs that you're bringing, that is because hechaduloy efshar loy efshar, where it's not possible to verify, then it's not possible. Then we're relying on the laws of majority, the lesser come on. But how would you prove that in general we always rely on Ruba the lesser come on if it's possible to verify it? And he proves his point. He says, because de'ile tema'achi, if you don't say this to differentiate between when it's possible to verify or when it's not, then l'remeyer. According to Remeyer, who we established before, already says that you don't go after the laws of majority, like by a katan and a katana, by a yibim, he says they have to wait, because maybe he might be a sar, she might be an illness. So, because the chayish l'miyuta, he suspect regarding the minority possibility, so then hachanami de'lo'achal bistos, are you going to tell me, according to Remeyer, that you can't eat meat? Because maybe where you slaughtered, there was already a nekev there, there was already a perforation there from beforehand, and you have to be suspect, and you don't rely on the raiv, the lesser kaman. Now, if you're going to say, according to a mayor, that no one could ever eat meat, because maybe where you slaughtered, we don't have any proof, maybe there was a nekev there beforehand, and we don't rely on majorities, you have to be suspect for the miyuta. But then, as we continue on top of your beza manalf, that's good for, okay, no one's going to eat meat anymore. But Pesach, the carbon Pesach that the Torah says, v'achlu es abas, you have to eat the meat. Or v'kachim, other carbonists like shlamim, that the Torah says, v'achlu es mashakuba behem, which that teaches us that the atonement of the carbon is contingent on the kanim eating it. Ma'ikle mema, what are you going to say over there? Ella, rather, obviously, we do eat that meat. Because even Remei would agree that we rely on the majority, what's called Ruba de Lesser Kaman, when it's not possible to verify it. Even so, Remeir disagrees by the case of the minor boy and the minor girl, because hecha de efsha, where it's possible to verify, then it is. Then you should wait till they become adults. But if it's not possible, it's not possible. So therefore, ask the Gemara, Sacha Nami here also, in our situation, how could you learn out from these proofs? Maybe, Hecha de'efsha efshar, where it's possible to verify, maybe you have to. And Hecha de'efsha le'efshar, where it's not possible, like all these cases where we don't know if it had the neck of beforehand. We don't know if this is his father. We don't know. There's no way of verification. Maybe then you rely. But therefore, there wouldn't be any raya to prove the halacha of Rubi de Lesser Kaman when it is possible to verify that we should rely on Rubi de Lesser Kaman. Now, however, Rashi says, so then, since there's no proof from all these proofs like we pointed out, when you could verify it, and still we know we rely on Rubi de Lesser Kaman, says Rashi, either it must be a halacha l'meisha m'sinai, that we rely on the majority even when it's possible to verify, or, says Rashi, that actually the pasuk of Acharam Lahatas, that we go after the majority, that sounds like whether, it sounds like in all situations, whether it's the Issa Kaman, like it is in front of us, or the Lesser Kaman when it's not in front of us, because ultimately what would be the difference? The Torah is still telling us to rely on the majority, and therefore that would be the source, which the Gemara initially had assumed that it's only telling us the Issa Kaman, says Rashi, no, ultimately it says the majority, which would even be for the halacha of Ruba, the Lesser Kaman. Now, it says Rashi, and it's on this halacha that we rely on, that after a regular shechita is done, we don't go and check out all the 18 treifas, even though it's possible, we rely on Ruba de Lesser Kaman, that it's not a treifa. However, this that we do check the lungs, is because there it's very common to have a flaw over there, so therefore that we do check. But if it does happen that the lungs get separated before we get a chance to check and we don't check, then the animal could be eaten again because we rely on this halacha and this that Rav Huna said on Daf Tesa Bet Aleph, that once it's slaughtered, we rely on the Cheska's Heter, but says Rashi, we don't publicize this. But again, that is the halacha that although the Gemara didn't ultimately find the proof, but that we do rely on the Rubi de Lesser Kaman, that it is going to be considered a majority that we rely on to say that that is what the halacha and the reality of that situation is.